what happens when people finally get to the core? We move them back out into the community for ministry. Jesus realized that every person is at a different level of spiritual commitment, and Jesus' ministry included ministering to the community, feeding the crowd, gathering a congregation, challenging the committed, and discipling the core. All five tasks are evident in the Gospels. We need to follow his example. Jesus began at the level of commitment of each person he met. Often he would simply capture their attention and create a desire to know more. Then, as people would continue to follow him, Jesus would slowly, gently define more clearly the kingdom of God and ask for a deeper commitment to it. But he did this only when the followers had reached the previous stage. At the first encounter Jesus had with John and Andrew, he simply said, "Come and see." He didn't lay any heavy requirement on those early followers. He just invited them to check him out. He allowed them to watch his ministry without asking for a lot of commitment. This wasn't watering down the gospel. He was just creating an interest. As that group of early followers grew into a crowd, Jesus began to slowly turn up the heat. Eventually, after 3 years of public ministry among them, just 6 days before the transfiguration, Jesus gave his ultimate challenge to the crowd. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus was able to ask for that kind of commitment from the crowd only after demonstrating his love for them and earning their trust. To a stranger or first-time visitor at a church, I believe Jesus would be more likely to say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus took into account that people have different cultural backgrounds, understanding, and levels of spiritual commitment.